fourth parak of Maisis Mishnah Dalet. We continue the halachas of things that are kaveil and Maisis, and also the concepts we saw in the previous Mishnah, that something which you are eating, and if it's left over, you will put it back into the original place. That is the reason to say that you are not going the produce, even the produce that you are eating. But if something, once you took it out, you're never going to put it back again, that's a sign that you were going with what you were kaveya, you were going with what you took out. So shaytim al agas, you're allowed to drink from a wine press, bein al acham and bein al tzoinen, whether it's warm wine or a cold wine, your potter, divrei Rabbi Meir. Now we're talking about when you actually put your head into the pit where the wine is sitting in, and therefore it's not kavua. But once you take a kli and you draw wine from this and you drink it outside, it will be ready kavua, you won't be able to drink it. So it makes mechadish that as long as you don't take it out of the gas of this wine press, you put your head and you go into the wine press and you drink it inside the press itself, or the receptacle of the wine, then it's perfect. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik Mechai, if he's going to say that if he's going to let you drink inside this receptacle, you may take your head out of it and drink outside of this receptacle, which you're now allowed to drink without taking truma to maizer. If you're drinking from warm wine, once you draw some wine from the wine that's collected in the farm, you can't put it back because it'll be mechalkel the wine. So this is a situation like we mentioned before. You took out the wine, and fact you will not put it back, that's already considered a kvias and a gemara, and you can't drink it without thinking of trumas maizer. So zaynin, potter. But if you took out zaynin, then you potter. Why you potter? Because you are potter because you could put back what's left over, so whatever you're eating is considered temporary.